Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast, the number one podcast to learn about the hottest men's fashion and grooming brand. We interview the brand owners so you get the inside story. We'll also discuss fashion, business, and entrepreneurship, and all things gentlemen. Whether you're looking to advance your career, increase your style, or just discover the best new products, you're in the right place. And now, here's your host, award-winning author, entrepreneur, and business owner, Richard Taylor. Hey, Rich, let's start the show.
Thank you for that introduction and welcome to the Life of a Gentleman. Today we have an amazing show for you that I know you are going to love. We are going to be talking about fashion and we're also going to be talking about how you can be an influencer and go to the next level. When I say next level, our guest today, he's on TV. He's on Bravo Network. So shows like The Real Housewives and Southern Charm. Matter of fact, this guy's on Southern Charm. So if you're a fan of that, get ready. We have Justin Reese coming at you. He will explain how you can take your content from social media, parlay that into really being an influencer by being on national television with the program Southern Charm. You are going to love this interview. This guy is also doing big things as a lawyer and sports agent, so stay tuned. Also, Dennis drops by, and we're talking about something that has been in the news lately that LeBron has made famous, wearing a suit with shorts. And if you're thinking that was over the top, or if you were thinking, man, that looked great, you want to tune in. We're going to talk about it. We're going to break it down and tell you how you can get that exact look and not break the bank. And you're also going to know how to style it in a couple different ways. We really go deep and break it down this week on The Life of a Gentleman. Guys, sit back, pour yourself your favorite beverage, put on the headphones, get to working out, whatever it is you do when you listen to the show. We are starting the show right now.
Hey guys, let's dive into a brief style discussion, tips, suggestions, and fashion ideas from a guy who knows style. He inspires us on social media, personal stylist, and retail expert, Dennis Styles. It's the style tip of the week. Hey Dennis, bring the heat.
Welcome everyone. It's another episode of Life of the Gentleman. This is Fashion Tip of the Week featuring myself, Dennis underscore Styles, and my buddy here, Richard. How you doing, Rich? We're going to dive in into a pretty interesting subject that's been hot all over the press lately, and actually the NBA, which is we're going to talk about suits and shorts. Now, usually, you're thinking, wait a minute here, shorts? Blazer? Interesting. So, how do you feel about this subject, Rich?
Yeah, it's a pretty good one, man. A lot of people have been trying to pull it off. You got LeBron wearing it, Draymond taking credit for starting it last year. It's a trend. A lot of guys want to pull this off, but man, they got to be careful. You don't do this right, you're going to look like a clown.
No, exactly what Rich is saying. Now, I didn't know that Dray was taking credit for it, man. Wow.
Yeah, but Draymond did do it last year at the NBA Awards. He accepted his award. I was watching. He had on a suit with shorts. He was the first one to rock it, so I guess we got to give it to him. He's the trendsetter. But I think LeBron outdid him with his style, the way he came in with the swag. He had the bag. He completed the look. And, man, he knocked it out the park, in my opinion.
Oh, I think he did. Just an amazing look. Not only that, but he actually wore a tie with it, which is usually half of the time, you know, you think, you know what, I'm just going to wear maybe a t-shirt or, you know, a dress shirt, open shirt, and just try to not bring too much attention to the actual suit because the shorts already do it for itself.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I've seen this look, you know, it's kind of a Southern prepster look. A lot of times, you know, guys will wear some pastel colored shorts and some boat shoes, and maybe they'll throw on a blazer that's linen, you know, like a blue linen blazer or something, and have a polo shirt underneath and kind of look cool with a bottle of beer, glass of wine or something like that out on the yacht.
On the boat.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But like you said, LeBron went all the way with it. And Let's get some tips for these guys that want to try to pull it off, because I definitely saw some things that worked, and then if you do it wrong, it's just, man, it's just going to be a disaster. So let's save some people before they try to go out there with their shorts hanging down around their knees and trying to make it happen.
Well, let's first dive into two different ways to actually make this happen. Now, I recently just had a photo shoot for JCPenney, some of their summer and spring collection. So how I did it was, I got, kind of like what you were talking about before, Rich, I got U-Sucker shorts and a white blazer with the shorts being a floral shirt. That's, and a dad cap. So that's the way I put in, maybe some sneakers or bow shoes. That's one way to play the conventional way. So that look right there is never going to go out of style. It's conventional, it's easy, and it's been around for ages, right? So that's the first way to wear shorts in a suit way. How do you feel about that style?
Oh, that's perfect. Me being from the East Coast, you know, kind of a prepster growing up. I mean, boat shoes is what I rock a lot of times in the summer. But you know what? At night it gets chilly. So if you're going out or hanging out and you don't want a sweater, you know what? You're going to ruin your look with a hoodie. Go ahead and throw a blazer on, man. Nice linen or seersucker, like you said, something lightweight, just enough to get the wind off of you, especially if you're on the water and that sea breeze is blowing on you. You want something to cover up, but you still want to look polished. You want to look real professional. I think it's a great way to go.
And that dad cap sets it off like that.
Yeah, the dad cap is a perfect touch. Any other kind of baseball hat won't work. It's got to be a dad cap. Dad cap only, guys.
Yeah, so let's dive into the more LeBron, the more, you know, stylish GQ wear wearing a suit. Now, this is where it gets tricky, Rich, because usually people want to wear sneakers. No, no, no. You could wear boots. You could wear mug straps. You could wear pretty much brogues. Anything goes, man. Penny loafers. Now, the first thing you have to do if you're going to dress up a suit is your tie can be on a thick side. Keep in mind, you're wearing short shorts now. And your shorts have to be a little bit above the kneecap, maybe an inch and a half or so.
Perfect. Great 2 points. So, guys, what I want people to take away from this, Dennis, is exactly what I was going to mention. Narrower tie. Tie can't be wide, and your shorts can't be baggy, and they can't be long. So just remember that. And then if you're doing the casual look, dad cap.
And I think with this type of look, Rich, I think no hat is needed. I think you should just go with a nice fade, man. Keep your hair, mustache, or beard nicely trimmed. And as far as the skin tie, you don't necessarily have to, you know, pull it all the way up. You can loosen it up a little bit. Just play cool with it.
Yeah, everything's got to be fashion forward. Everything's got to be on point. You can't rock that look and have a week old haircut. It would devastate the look. It would not work, because what's going to happen, and I think you'll admit this, Dennis, everybody is going to look at you. If you're going for this look, basically you're screaming, look at me, because a lot of guys aren't bold enough to pull this off. They don't even want to give it a shot. So when you step out, everybody's looking, especially now, they're going to compare you to what they saw, you know, on commercials at the Dot Club or what LeBron wore, and compare it to you. If you're not on point, like from head to toe, you got problems. But I want to know your thoughts on accessorizing it. LeBron came in with the big man bag, and that was a great travel bag, considering, you know, he just showing up in Oakland. And what would you say? What about the bag? What's some do's and don'ts?
When it comes to accessories, Rich, I think bag is the bigger the better. One more thing I want to emphasize too, Rich, is let's talk about the blazer a little bit. The blazer, this whole suit's got to be slim fit, Rich. There's no, it can't be any other way. It can't be a regular fit. It's got to be a slip suit.
Yeah, 100%. You know, guys, we talk about suits, and a lot of times people just think a suit is a suit. But we've talked about this in past episodes. There's different kind of suits. There's different cuts. Most of the suits that I wear on my Instagram, at the Life of a Gent, they're business suits. They're a British cut suit, and they're more for business. They're not really casual suits. So what Dennis is saying, you can't go to you know, Brooks Brothers or Joseph A. Banks or Men's Warehouse and just think, oh, I got a suit. I'm gonna rock it with shorts. It will not work. You have got to get a real slim fit suit, something European cut, like maybe from Zara or somewhere else. But just make sure that thing is tailored. I mean, almost like a second skin on you.
Yeah, no. So now for the gentleman that wants to, you know, tell me, hey, Dennis, how do I go about getting a suit like this? I got an idea, man. Usually, you know, you will buy, you know, you usually buy different types of suits. You know, you say you buy a suit from Joseph A. Banks or you buy a suit from Ralph Lauren. Okay, that's what, you know, a purpose, another, like to go out, not necessarily to go out, but to go to work. Now, you do have the other suit, which is a slim suit for events. Now, let's just say that, you know, you're tired of a suit, right? And you have actual full suit and dress pants. You could actually take it to the tailor and they'll make it into shorts. Kind of like to give that suit a second life. How do you feel about that, Rich?
That's a great idea. And really a safe way to do it, because you're going to be hard pressed finding a set like LeBron pulled off. You're not going to walk in your mall. You're not going to walk in an outlet and find
that's
that.
Tom Brown, by the way. So that suit right there is going to cost you thousands.
Yeah, it costs more than your car. So if you want to have that look, what Dennis is saying, go to your tailor, and a good skilled tailor will be able to pull that off for you. Even if the pants are a little baggy and you're thinking, these are too big to be shorts, a good tailor can go right along that seam, open it up, and then reclose it perfectly tapered to your thigh, whether you're a thicker guy or, you know, real skinny guy. So it really doesn't matter. They can make it work, and it's going to look more expensive if you do that, and the fabrics will match perfectly too.
I totally agree. Now, let me answer the question that Rich already had told me a few minutes ago. Let's talk about accessories. Rich, I think with this kind of suit, man, it has to be a flat pack pocket square. Just lined up straight right on the pocket. Should be fine. Can't be anything poking out too much. You know, there's different ways to fold it. So just a conventional square fold is fine for this suit. And a metal pin. Actually, Rich has a nice metal pin in his last box. So something like that, something small, but something that pops would be great.
Man, that was an amazing point you just brought out. Yeah, the pocket square, very simple, just a elegant, just a straight fold, barely showing. And you know what? Just a little white, plain white is even fine. You don't need to get funky with it because you're already doing enough.
Yeah, I totally agree. And then with the pin in your last box, oh my goodness. Great job, Rich.
Yeah, I appreciate it. A little dragonfly or bumblebee, whatever you want to call it. Just something like that, a metal pin, perfect for the season. That's all you need to make it work. I think we've got it covered, but Dennis, what about the bag before we close out? Let's just say that, and then we'll wrap this segment up.
I think a travel bag, man, overnight bag. Oh, my, that'll be icing on the cake. I think when it comes to, see, the thing with fashion is usually when, let's say you're wearing shorts, it kind of leaves you more wiggle room to kind of enhance the look and make it a little heavier, which what I mean by that is that one piece that's got to be a little heavy, a little bigger than the rest of the pieces you have. That's what happens when you have a suit with shorts. You're able to, you know, your bag's able to be big enough where it brings everything together.
Yeah, go big or go home with the bag. If you're carrying a little clutch, it might look feminine. You know, if that's not what you want to convey, go big. And the way you do that, like Dennis said, with the big leather bag, you come in looking like a boss, and nobody can say anything. And you have to walk with confidence. We always talk about that. If you don't do that, you come in looking nervous, you're going to get called out.
Yeah, what Rich means is if you ever, you know, in the media session and you're sitting down, just walk out of the media room and walk with swag like LeBron did.
Yeah, you definitely have to walk with some swag, because if you don't, man, everybody's coming for you.
Yeah, hey, walk out of work like that. Just walk, tell your boss, hey, listen, I'm leaving.
I like it, man. I like the attitude. It's perfect for summer, Dennis. If people want to see your style and check you out, how do they find you?
You could. I'm working on that look, so I got the suit ready. So you can find me at Dennis_Styles on Instagram, and you get to see all my summer suit looks that are coming your way.
All right, man. We're looking forward to it. You better be doing some calf exercises, brother.
Oh, yeah, man. I hear you.
I'll talk to you soon.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Hey guys, welcome back to the interview portion of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. Today we have somebody who really checks all the boxes. You know, we talk about fashion, business, and lifestyle. And our guest today, Justin Reese, he does all these things. He is an attorney with the King Law Firm. He is a sports agent. And you may have seen him on TV. He is a cast member of Southern Charm NOLA, which is a reality TV show that airs on Bravo. So Justin, let's give you a warm welcome. Welcome to the show.
Man, I appreciate you having me. Thank you so much.
Well, we're glad you're here, you know. Like I mentioned, you're kind of the total package. You do it all. Just kind of let everybody know your background, how you got into the TV show, and kind of how all that came about, because everybody's on social media trying to get discovered. Hey, you've done it. Let's hear it.
I'm going to tell you, man, it was actually, it was by happenstance, to be quite honest. You know, I had some friends that had been approached by a production company in the past, and they were trying to do something, and my name was thrown in the hat by a mutual friend of myself, that production company, and unfortunately, that didn't pan out, and so there was the production company that wound up putting Southern Charm New Orleans together had reached out to the same group of people, and it just kind of starts like a little spider web. You know, they asked, well, we're looking for this type of person. Is there anybody you can recommend? And, you know, I was very fortunate that my friends had threw my name in the hat. The producers had reached out to me and started doing the interviews. And, you know, I said, hey, what's the worst they're going to do? Tell me no. And I go right back to practicing law. So I said, you know what? I'll keep this going for as long as possible. And, you know, I guess long story short, you know, a little over 2 years later, you know, here it is. I'm on a show on Bravo Network, which has been absolutely crazy, and it's still so surreal, man. I'm like, it's crazy to see myself on TV right now.
Yeah, that's funny. You know, it's got to be something to turn on the TV and then boom, there you are. And you know, what's that like? You know, being on TV, having the cameras follow you around, the process. Is it a lot of pressure? Is it more fun? And then ultimately, what's Southern Charm really about for those that may not have watched it yet? And I stress yet.
Right. No, absolutely, man. So, you know, it was definitely an adjustment. You know, I'm not used to obviously having cameras follow me around. So it was a little, you know, you're kind of like, if I had to, you know, make a comparison, I don't know if folks out there seen Talladega Nights when Ricky Bobby first did something good, he's getting interviewed, he's like, I don't know what to do with my hands. And so you kind of have that, you kind of have that feeling at first. And then once you start to let your guard down, once you really start to open up, you know, it just becomes like everyday thing. And I mean, I'm not going to speak, you know, people say you don't even notice the cameras. I don't necessarily think that's true, at least not yet. But you more or less, you let your guard down, you really open up, you engage in conversations in the same manner you would if cameras weren't around.
Yeah, that's something else, man. Just the fact that you can get used to that. That's cool. That's really cool. And definitely everybody check him out on Southern Charm New Orleans. And, you know, we mentioned at the outset, you've done a lot of different things, you know, practicing law, being a sports agent. You know, what's that been like, juggling all these different things? And how did you get into the sports agent thing? Was that a transition from being a lawyer into the sports agent? And how do those two work hand in hand? Because there's a lot of people that think, I could be a sports agent, but I think you have to have a little bit of knowledge before you just jump into something like that.
I'm going to say it's definitely been difficult. I mean, you know, I'm a sports agent, but practicing law and doing personal injury legal work is probably the core of my practice. You know, I've worked at a great firm that has allowed me to be in both spaces. So they've given me the leeway. You know, they're saying, hey, look, here's your caseload. As long as you're able to manage these personal injury cases, service the client, get the cases resolved, try the cases, and you can still do sports, go right ahead on and do it. So they've been very, very supportive of me branching out. You know, it was something that I was, being a sports agent, was something I was very passionate about. I used to play football in both high school and in college, and I was looking to get back into the business and also just be more of a, serve as a mentor role to young men. Because, I mean, you have young guys coming out of college at 21, 22 years old who are being thrown a huge responsibility in more ways that they could truly imagine until they start to experience it. You know, a lot of guys say you're playing football, but they're employed by a multi-billion-dollar company. They're getting paid several hundred thousand dollars a year, if not millions of dollars a year. And they're performers. They're putting on a show in front of, you know, tens of thousands of people in person and another how many million people on television. So there's a lot of responsibility that comes with that. And so, you know, I wanted to be there to kind of help guide a lot of these young men through their careers and, you know, for them to leave a legacy in their own right.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, young men do need guidance. And me and you were just chatting about living that life of a gentleman. And you mentioned that that's important to you, the way you present yourself and the way you carry yourself. So how did that become something that was reinforced into your mind? Did somebody pass that on to you? Because it seems like the way you dress is important to you and how you carry yourself. Where did that come from?
I'm going to tell you, man, I have been so blessed to receive that type of knowledge in so many different facets of my life. I mean, it was, you know, my father is a very, you know, successful, very well-respected judge here in New Orleans. So I got a lot of it from him. Going to the two schools that I went to for high school and college, I went to St. Augustine High School here in New Orleans and going to Morehouse College, where they're all male schools, all, you know, predominantly African-American. So the lessons that they wanted to instill in us as young black men to be leaders in the community and in life and in their profession, you know, that was all kind of passed down. And I mean, it was even from the way that you dress. They used to always stress to us, you always dress for the part that you want, even if you don't have it. And I mean, those were lessons that were just drilled and hammered into me, my classmates on both levels, I mean, on a regular and daily basis.
Yeah, and it seems like those things really stuck with you. And the beautiful part about it is now you are giving back to other people. I'd love for you to explain some of your efforts in getting into the community and really doing some positive work with young ones.
No, absolutely, man. You know, my mother is a huge philanthropist here in New Orleans, and I take a lot of that from her. You know, matter of fact, she was awarded Philanthropist of the Year. And so she has always taught me the responsibility, like when we're blessed and we have good things, you know, we don't have everything, but it's always good to pay it forward, to reach behind and give it back. And so, you know, I found different causes that were very meaningful to me. You know, I saw that I wanted to reach out and help. Like I'm working with one nonprofit, which is called Elevate, Elevate NOLA. And it's a nonprofit where you have both young boys and girls who play basketball. And the focus of it is the classroom and the schoolwork first. And we have tutors, we provide food after school, we help them with homework, make sure they're on top of their grades. And if they have a certain GPA, then we give them the basketball training that they need. And I mean, these young boys and girls have been so phenomenal, so instrumental in their schoolwork and working so hard on the basketball court. You know, we've had many of them go on to get scholarships, even if it wasn't for basketball, academically. And so that has been a huge driving force because education is just very big to me. And another nonprofit that I work with is Son of a Saint, where it's geared towards young men who don't necessarily have that positive male role model in their life. And so it's like a big brother program. And it focuses towards a lot of young African-American boys in New Orleans who just need, you know, some guidance, need a role model, someone to look up to. And basically all the things that I talked about that were instilled in me to pay it forward and try to instill those lessons in them.
Yeah, that's amazing, the work that you're doing and really making an impact in people's lives. You really can't put a price on that. It's got to be rewarding. It's got to feel good. And I'm just wondering, circling back just a little bit to the television program. Are you able to kind of showcase some of these things on the show? Do you have creative control? You know, just a little bit of leeway to say, you know what, let me show different sides of me, because you are multifaceted in that way.
Absolutely. Well, I won't say that I necessarily have creative control, but what we do as an entire cast, we definitely give a lot of input on the things that are going on in our life. And the producers do a phenomenal job of taking those things and bringing it all together for us, because those are the things that we're passionate about. And that's what we're trying to show, like, literally, like, this is what we do even if the cameras aren't around. And so that's some of the beautiful things that you actually get to see when you watch the show. Like, you get to see everyone's, you know, their passion for the philanthropy work that they're doing and being involved in the community. You get a chance to see, you know, how we interact with each other on a social level. You get to see our personal relationships. You get to see our working relationships. You know, you get to see the ups and downs with family and friends. So, I mean, it's so multifaceted of everything that we were able to bring and put it out there for the world to see. And that's what has actually made it really amazing to be a part of, because I'm with such an amazing group of friends that I've just, you know, been knowing with all my life. But it's when you take a step back and you're looking at it at third person, like, wow, man, that was really amazing what they're doing. Like, you know, to see it and from when you're looking at it on TV, it's like, wow, that really is long. That really is, like, amazing, like, the work that they're doing and that what I'm doing.
Yeah, it's beautiful how it all comes together, and it's just great to see you doing it. You know, a lot of people come on this show, as I mentioned, and we talk about fashion and business and lifestyle, and really that's kind of the core of the life of a gentleman. So I'd love to get your perspective on this. What does the life of a gentleman really mean for you as Justin Reese? You can just kind of sum that up, how it hits home when you just hear that phrase.
Being a true gentleman, I mean, you have to be layered in multiple things. I mean, your first impression is always going to be your most important one, and that comes down to the way you treat yourself from a physical standpoint. You know, I mean, the simplest things is making sure that you have a haircut, you look well groomed, you know, that your clothes are pressed, you look professional, you look the part, because then they see, well, if you look this part, then there must be some intelligence behind that. And then next, you have to carry on those intellectual conversations. You have to be able to talk about things and be cultured, and you have to read books, and I encourage people to travel. So that way, when you can start to share those type of experiences, you would be surprised at how people will receive you. And then and then even further on into the career aspect, you know, you have to be self-motivated. You have to be able to be a self-starter, get there and get the work done. And that's when people start to respect you as a professional. And last but not least, you know, take time for yourself. Take time to wind down, to vacation, to recharge the batteries. And then, you know, definitely, I would always say, just giving back as well, because that's where you're helping people in need. It gives you a sense of self-worth, self-fulfillment too.
Yeah, I love that answer. It's beautiful, because you're right. People do make assumptions about us, and then when they see us, let's go ahead and reaffirm the positive thoughts that they may have just based off how we dressed. And that's a beautiful thought that you expressed to us. So thank you. Hey, before we go, though, I would love for you to let us know the details about the show, how we can watch it, follow your journey, and then also your social media and or website, so we can get to know you a little bit better. And if people have questions, they can get in direct contact with you.
No, absolutely. I appreciate that. So you can watch Southern Charm every Sunday on Bravo TV at 9, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. You know, they also have reruns that sometimes play throughout the week. You can check it out on Hulu. Even my social media handles, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at The Justin Reese. For now, Lise, I work at the King Firm here in New Orleans, kinginjuryfirm.com. Look me up. I handle all personal injury claims, anything from auto accidents, offshore, mesothelioma, wrongful deaths. And no matter how big or small, we will take care of you.
Justin, that's amazing, man. And we will be following and we will be watching. And certainly appreciate your time, because we know you have a busy schedule. So thank you for joining us on The Life of a Gentleman.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you having me.
Guys, that's going to do it for this edition of The Life of a Gentleman. So glad you dropped by. If you could, please, could you rate, review, and even subscribe to the podcast? The reason we ask that is because if you subscribe, Every week, you're going to get these episodes coming right to your mobile device, and you'll be able to keep up with us and interact with us. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Gentleman's Podcast. If you have a show idea, or you'd like to be a guest, or you just need some style advice, get in touch with us there, because we have been helping people through DM and working with them, improving their style, their confidence, and also their business. So we do a lot of different things. But before I close out, let me say thank you, special thank you to Justin Reese from Southern Charm New Orleans, who is really doing his thing on the small screen, knocking it out the park for Bravo TV. It was a pleasure to speak with him. And who knows, maybe one day you'll see me and Dennis on TV. You never know. But also, speaking to Dennis, you want to say thank you to him as well. He always comes through with all the great fashion advice. The guy's so fashion forward. He's not afraid to take on anything. That's what I love about him. And we had a great discussion, really breaking down the look that LeBron made famous in the last couple weeks, rocking the suit with the shorts. Let's see who's going to be bold enough to do it this summer. Will it be you? I don't know. Will it be me? I'm planning on it. And will it be Dennis? He's already done it. Check him out on Instagram at Dennis_Styles. Guys, we invite you back next week. We have another amazing show that is prepared and ready to go for you. We always appreciate you. And as always, until next time, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club, where you will receive one necktie and four accessories for $25. To learn more, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com.